Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We all knew going in, the game of the week was taking place in Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, the battle for what is the toughest division in the AFC. The AFC North, I mean, AFC North ain't no joke, man. I mean, Pittsburgh now, the last undefeated team in the league, and Baltimore, obviously, a Super Bowl contender. And Cleveland, you know, they're all right. They lost to Las Vegas, but they're 5-3. They're okay.
Boy, they couldn't score at all. That was one of the games we talked about with
Chubb. We didn't hear any rumblings. No rumblings about Baker without OBJ now.
Right.
Even though I still stand by what I said,
Didn't light it up, though, is what I'm saying, right? No OBJ, we didn't light up the scoreboard. So
right.
And that
right.
game was at home. That was they really couldn't muster anything. That was amazing.
It was bad. I mean, and you know, obviously the Raiders had a good running game. But look, bad loss. Bad loss by the Browns. No question about it. And the Bengals with big upset over the Titans. And so, like I said, maybe a renaissance about to take place in Cincinnati. But Rob, great game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore, but the big story coming out of it, and Lamar admitted it. Lamar said afterwards that if he doesn't have those turnovers, he had four. He said if he doesn't have the four turnovers, they win. And he's right. His first, you know, obviously he threw the pick six, first of his career, to start the game off. They came back from that, though, rallied. But he had three fumbles, actually lost two of them, and threw two picks. Wasn't not good at all. 13 for 28, 208 yards, two touchdowns, two picks, rushed for 65 yards. But what a lot of people are saying now, Rob, is, and this is just a fact, the two teams that Baltimore has to go through in the AFC, if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, is Pittsburgh and Kansas City. And Lamar has not been good against those two teams. Not at all. And we know he's called Kansas City his kryptonite. He's 0-3 against them. Only completes 53% of his passes, 58 QBR. But even against the Steelers in two starts, they won last year. They beat Pittsburgh. Remember, Ben Roethlisberger was out. But Lamar wasn't good at all, had three interceptions. He's got seven turnovers in two starts against the Steelers. And obviously, we've seen him in the playoff games. He hasn't really played well. And so I do think we had, like, I'm not saying anything about him career-wise because obviously he can improve. But at this stage of his career right now, and he's still obviously early, he's got to get much better if they're going to be a team that can get to the Super Bowl. Because in some of these big games, he's had a few big games that he's played well, New England last year, you know, a few others. But overall, he's been bad, not mediocre, bad in a lot of these big games. I think it's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I get it. I think last year when he was the unanimous MVP and they ran off 12 in a row, I need to take a look at it. But the bottom line, Chris, you just talked about it, and I think he mentioned it. You can't turn the ball over. It just
absolutely.
You can't. I don't care who you are, what the defense. You put your defense at in harm's way by giving up the ball and fumbling the ball and turning it over. If he plays like not even spotless football, Chris, but one turnover football or two turnovers, they win that game. And that's not the conversation going on today. But when you give the ball to the other team, you put yourself in that spot. I could always remember going back, and I remember the game. You remember the big game that Kansas City lost to the Rams here a couple years ago in 2018. You remember?
It was like 50. They were in the 50.
53, 51. Like, or yep. It was an epic game. And remember, Mahomes had an epic day, Chris, but he had five turnovers.
Right.
You remember that? It was five turnovers. And you're like, five turnovers. And they still almost won. They only lost by a couple. But my point is, it's hard to win when you give up the football. That's where he has to start. Is in these games you just talk about, you can't do it. Last year when they won those 12 in a row, and overall they were 6-1 against teams over 500. So it wasn't like they were just stat Padford-ing wins against bad teams. They beat a lot of good teams last year, and so far this year, the two losses have come against the two best teams. So I know everybody wants to pile on him and says he can't win a big game. I'm not there yet. I think that these are all good things for him from the standpoint of he's going to have to learn from this as he goes forward. He can only get better, not worse, from where he played. And if he is able to redeem himself and win a game against Pittsburgh or Kansas City, Chris, going forward, when it matters most, then, you know, losing here is not the end of the world. So I just don't look at a regular season loss that way. Now, if he goes and they play Kansas City in the AFC Championship game and he has four turnovers, then it's all on him. And his shorts are brown and he can't function in those moments, then you could take a look at it. But I'm gonna let my jury still out on Lamar. I'm not gonna pile on him because he turned the ball over.
Yeah, I don't think it's a. I really don't think he shrivels up or tightens up or, you know, whatever you want to call it, gets tight when the big games come about. I just think right now his game is predictable. Now, it's still hard to stop. Don't get me wrong. I mean, when you run it as well as he does in the open field, you can know what he does and still struggle with him. But he's predictable right now. And the better teams, the elite teams, like you say, he's been good. He's beaten some winning teams. But he struggled against the elite teams. We 0-2 in the playoffs. You know, obviously Pittsburgh and Kansas City have had his number. And you mentioned the turnovers. It's not like you brought up Pat Mahomes. Yeah, that game against the Rams, Mahomes had turnovers. But that was like an aberration for Mahomes. He just doesn't do that.
No, but my point is that when you turn the ball over,
right?
It's hard to win. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your style of play is.
Well, everybody understands that, of course.
I don't want to make too much of it.
No, but this is not new. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, Lamar just had a back. Like when we talked about Rodgers against Brady a few weeks ago. Rodgers was playing great. That's an aberration. We know he doesn't turn it over a lot either, although I brought up some big games where he has. But this is almost a pattern for Lamar. He doesn't turn it over against the pretty good or bad teams. You mentioned the winning streak last year. Their last 10 games, he had one interception last year.
That's two fumbles lost.
Against Pittsburgh last year, he had three turnover interceptions. And this year he had four turnovers. Against Kansas City, he's had a bunch of turnovers. So that's the thing. It's not like, oh, he just had a bad game where he was losing the ball. He's lost it consistently against these good teams or these elite teams. And that's my concern about him. And to be honest, he hasn't thrown the ball well lately, period. Against Cincinnati 2-3 weeks ago, he completed 51% of his passes. Against Philadelphia, which a game they barely won, he completed 59%, and yesterday 46%. And it's interesting because Hollywood Brown, the Marquise Brown, the wide receiver, I don't know if you saw this tweet, Rob. He tweeted yesterday, and then somebody got to him because he quickly deleted it. But he tweeted this out after the game. What's the point of having soldiers, when you never use them? And then in parentheses, never, 2 exclamation points. And I don't think he was taking a shot at Lamar, but I do think he clearly was taking a shot at the offense, saying, throw me the rock, throw us the rock. And we've talked about that. That's been an issue with Lamar getting the ball to his wide receivers. And so he's got to improve and fast in terms of kind of diversifying his attack if he can this season. I think for them to really, you know, be able to get to the Super Bowl like you and many others predicted.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I didn't see it, but I got to imagine you had a mouse urinating tweet Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
When, let me tell you my perspective, because you know my daughter went to Michigan. I paid Michigan a lot of money
right
for my daughter to go there and graduate.
I remember when if they would have had graduation, Chris, you would have walked out of graduation with your hands up high.
You know, right.
Like you walk, like you got robbed.
Right, you've been held up. But so yeah, you know, obviously now I have a connection to Michigan, so I was excited about this year. I mean, I know they weren't expected to beat Ohio State and be better than them and all that, but you know, big win to open the season over Minnesota. Minnesota was ranked in the top 25. They put 49 on them. I think they beat them by 25 or something like that. So, you know, Michigan State, who they've struggled with at times, I expected this is a year, okay, they definitely going to beat Michigan State.
And Michigan State has a new coach, right?
New coach. Mel Turner. Got beat last week by freaking Rutgers.
Tucker? Yeah.
Mel Tucker. Rutgers? I know Greg Schiano's back and all, but Rutgers? And so I'm thinking, yeah, Michigan's going to roll. And Rob, everyone knows by now the story. Michigan State went into Ann Arbor and
they
beat.
Michigan was 23-point favorites. I just want to put that out.
23-point favorites. And Michigan State beats the what was Michigan ranked? They ranked 13th. Beat them 27-24. And Yahoo wrote a story, Rob, saying Pete Thamel, who I worked with at the New York Times, saying that this was the worst loss. Not probably. This was Jim Harbaugh's worst loss at Michigan. And I would have to agree.
You know what? Jim Harbaugh, I've been saying this for a long time, Chris, is overrated, is paid like he's won a championship. I get
fourth
it.
Fourth highest paid coach in the country, $8 million a year.
He's a Michigan man, Chris. He played quarterback there, captain. I know all the history about him, okay? He's a little quirky, right? He wears the khakis, and he's always doing stuff to get attention.
Takes a baseball glove to games even now. Right?
You know, he's quirky. I get all
Which
that.
I did up until I was about 11.
You know, and right, but he grew up in Ann Arbor. You know what I mean? Like, I get all that. And he was supposed to be the prodigal
played there everything.
Son who was coming back to turn Michigan around. Chris, and you talk about it all the time, about being relevant, but that's not why he's making the kind of loot, $8 million a year, is to get involved and get Michigan to a chance to get into the national championship game, right? And have a shot at winning
the championship. Let me throw this at you, you know, as you, this supports your point you're making. He's the fourth highest paid coach in the country behind Nick Saban, Ed Orgeron, and Dabo Sweeney. Obviously, they've all three won national championships. Every other coach in the top eight, Rob, so four beneath or three beneath,
right?
Or four actually beneath Harbaugh. Every one of them has either won a national championship or at least played in the playoff, made it to the Final Four.
Right.
And Harbaugh is the only one who hasn't.
Yep. Right. And that's where you can look at him and go, well, okay, he didn't win a championship yet, but they should have been at the table, Chris, to have a meal, right? Can they get at the table? Right? They might go and lose, but they haven't been there. Let me give you – the numbers are not for Jim Harbaugh. The numbers aren't ugly, Chris. They're fugly. Are you ready? 0-5 against Ohio State. 2-13 versus top 10 teams. 1-4 in bowl games.
And they've lost their last four.
Yes. And at home against their two rivals, Ohio State and Michigan State, they're 1-6. Chris, do you know what their record is against everybody else at the Big House? 29-0. So the only two teams they can't really beat are their rivals. If this was any other coach other than Jim Harbaugh, do you think Brady Hoke would still be around, Chris, with numbers?
Oh, no. There would be coaches around, but they would be the huge name coaches.
Right.
Brady Hoke would have been gone.
He would have been run out of Ann Arbor.
No question. He was.
And he was. Because they weren't happy with where they were. They used to call him Brady Joke on the radio.
Right. He started hot, and then everything went to pot.
But, Chris, this is, let me tell you, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. He doesn't have a contract past next season.
Right.
I think mark this game down. This is the game that was the beginning of the end of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
It's hard to argue that. I don't know how you move forward,
seriously, Chris, because once again, you're already out of contention this year, right? They got no shot to be going to
some... not getting to the bowl, yeah.
Right.
There's no way you get into the bowl. Well, I'm going to tell you what I would do, and then you can tell me what you would do if you're Michigan, because that's the question. The discussion that this was a horrible loss, that Jim Harbaugh, while not terrible there, has been disappointing, that's... I don't know how you could argue otherwise. What I will say is this, and you know this has been what I've said about Harbaugh. He has made Michigan relevant again. But the 8 years before Harbaugh went to Ann Arbor, they had finished in the top 25 just twice and in the top 15 just once. That was under Rich Rodriguez and Brady Hoke. In the 5 years now, this is his sixth, but the 5 years that Harbaugh's been there, they've been in the top 20 at the end of the season every single year, and they've been in the top 15 three times. Well, no, I'm sorry, top 24 of the 5 years, top 15 three of the 5 years. Relevant. But I'm going to say this, Rob, and you know, like I said, I would defend, he's made them relevant. They're, you know, part of the conversation, you know, that we, one of the 10 teams we talk about in college football and so on and so forth. But for $8 million a year, right, it just, look, I'm sorry. And people say they won't fire him. And you brought up the whole Michigan pedigree and all that. And for
he's one of their own, Chris, they won't fire him.
Right.
He's one of their own. He's their
native
son.
Here's what I would do. If I'm running the athletic department or if it's the president's decision, whoever is in charge of this, I don't fire him this year, Rob. I let him coach out this year, but I don't give him another contract. I don't give him an extension. I let him coach out next year. If we play great, and you know, like, you might not get to the playoff, but if you're close, if you're in the discussion, or maybe you do get to the playoff, then I'll re-up you at big money.
There's no but way you
I
can
am,
give him
a, I am right. saying yes, you have to coach on a lame duck contract. Rob, I got to be honest, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is my opinion. I don't get why people act like coaches can never coach in the last year of their contract. Like you're setting the dude up for, I'm sorry, you and I work in the last years of our contract, do we not?
Do we have a contract?
We don't even start negotiating until you're in that last year.
Right.
So stop with the man, especially when you're getting $8 million a year. Stop with the pity party. Oh, they didn't empower him. How can you send him out there in the last year of his deal? No. That's what I'm doing if I'm Michigan. And look, it's very likely that Harbaugh maybe would say out of pride and arrogance, I'm not coming back if you don't extend me.
Chris, you just said it.
You're not getting an extension. Go ahead and walk. Because you ain't done it, you know?
No, and I think I think you're right. I don't think Harbaugh, because it would look bad, because all the other coaches, Chris, at that level, none of them coach with lame duck situations.
Right.
So basically, you would be telling Jim Harbaugh and everybody around him, we don't value him enough, and God help somebody else from the NFL or somebody come take him off our hands. You know what I mean? And we wouldn't put up a fight. Because that's what you would be signaling rather than a show of strength or faith, which is, yes, it has been bumpy. We had that terrible loss to Michigan State. But we're going to give Jim a 2 or 3 year extension, because we know he's going to get the job done here at Michigan. We know we're going to win a national championship with him. He's one of the most elite coaches out there, and we'll get it. We're going to get there. But if you don't do that for him, I think he picked up the phone, calls the NFL, puts the word out there, and boom, he'll have a job in the NFL.
Probably. And I'm with you. Like, here's my thing. You see, I'm a realist. Like, you're right. Jim Harbaugh probably does want them to say that. But how can they? Rob, how can they? I mean, you know what I'm saying, Rob?
Right.
How can they, with a straight face, say, we believe we're going to win a national championship with Jim Harbaugh?
You can't.
Next year we're 9-1 and we finish 6th in the country and just, you know, we're in the argument for the playoff, then I'm with you there. But after this, I can say with confidence, you know, we're going to remain relevant. We'll
Michigan
be in the top 20.
Has to be more than that at this point with him, Chris. He hasn't been here for a year or two. This is year 6, okay?
Right.
Come on, this is year 6. He has had plenty of time. His recruiting class, Chris, is in place, right? He's not playing with other coaches' players. He has his players. There's no more excuses. Come on. And to be a 23-point favorite at home against a first-year coach at Michigan State who gets his signature win, Chris. You know how big it is to beat your rival on the road? He's got a signature win in 2 games at Michigan State. They should sign him to a new 3-year extension.
I mean, look, I get as much as they hurt, as emotionally devastating as they are because it's such a rivalry, I get, though, the losses to Ohio State. Ohio State's better.
But not everyone.
Period.
Chris, you could beat them once or twice. You might not.
Ohio State is a blue blood right now, and Michigan's not. And so I get that. But Michigan State, who just lost to Rutgers?
At home?
No. That's the problem. And so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because I agree with you. Harbaugh probably would leave if
his
they don't offer him an
big
extension.
No
but
way.
How you do, how
no
do you
way
do
would he play Coach Chris under a lame duck situation. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Adam Schefter of ESPN reported a few days ago that part of the reason, because you remember the big stink, Ryan Fitzpatrick's upset, he's heartbroken, he's hurt, that he's no longer the starter. They had won two straight games with him starting the last two games, and he was upset that he lost his job. And he, what the story that came out through Adam Schefter was that a big part of the decision to go to Tua was that the Dolphins have the Houston Texans first and second round picks this year. Obviously, Houston, I think they got one win. So that could be, it could be the number one pick for all we know. I don't think they'll be that bad, but it certainly could be a top five pick. So they want to find out what Tua is for two reasons. One, to see, should we draft a receiver, a lineman, you know, whatever we need, because Tua's this type of player. Or even, Rob, is Tua our guy? What if he really struggles over these last 10 games? Then, and you got a chance to get a Justin Fields, a Trey Lance from North Dakota State. Heck, maybe somehow you're even in the Trevor Lawrence, you know, sweepstakes. So that is what they want to find out. And there are some people, Rob, crying foul, saying, hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick at this stage is better. You were rolling. You had won two straight. Fitzpatrick had thrown three touchdowns in each of his last two games. You should have stuck with him. Where are you at on this?
I'm confused. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we've seen the act, Chris. How many teams has he been on? Eight? He's a journeyman. He's a journeyman. Come on, man. Stop with the Ryan Fitzpatrick. Stop. Because as soon as it goes south, Chris, as it always does.
And it was going south, yes.
Yes, it was going south.
Here's when it would have went south, Rob. When they would have been, when people would have really started thinking, similar to Nick Foles, start thinking, uh-oh, the Dolphins got a little something going. The Dolphins are going to make the playoffs. That's when it would have went south. And Ryan Fitzpatrick would have went south. I'm with Rob on this. I mean, come on. And here's the thing. Let's just play along. Let's just have some fun. Let's say Ryan Fitzpatrick played great, Rob, the whole year. I mean, you're not winning a Super Bowl, right? So stop with that madness. He's not your guy. He's 38 years old. 37. He'll be 38 in November 24th. He's not your future. I agree with the Dolphins, and I don't know if it was Brian. Look, Rob Woodson brought up, was that the coach? Was that the owner? And it may not have been the coach, Brian Flores, because Brian Flores is probably like, yo, I want to make the playoffs. We get it. Coaches want that.
Coaches want to make the playoffs. That's how they get job security.
But, Rob, I do have to find out what Tua is. And I'll tell you, if he hasn't looked that impressive in practice, if he hasn't lit it up, and remember, an anonymous player said when they made the change that he hasn't lit it up, that Fitzpatrick is better at this point. And then, of course, as the game approached and Tua was the starter, they said, oh, he's looked great in practice. So
well,
who knows
what
he's looked like,
well,
right?
Well, you already know, right.
But if he's, Rob, if he's looked bad, if I'm sitting there in practice and I'm like, oh, man, you know, he's not looking like we expected. You haven't made your decision on him yet, but you're like, you know what? He got a long way to go. Then, yes, I'm throwing him in there and saying, let me see what this dude can do. If it costs me the playoffs this year, so be it. But I got to know, do I have my franchise quarterback or do I need to go get another one? Am I wrong, Rob?
No, not if you have a chance to take a look at him, which you should. I just don't think you're going anywhere with a 38-year-old. I just not with a guy and his track record. So why are you building up this straw house, Chris, waiting for the big bad wolf to come? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's what you're doing. You're building yourself up so that when things collapse and people go, another Dolphin season wasted, right? On a 38-year-old who's been all over the league. Come on. At some point, that can't be the plan. It just can't be.
I agree. And look, all love to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was playing fairly well, you know. But look, we know what you are. You know what you are. And you're not the future of the Miami Dolphins. You were brought in to mentor Tua. And so everybody's got to understand, we got to find out what this kid is. We do. Because you know, Rob, we see it in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. We see it in L.A. with Justin Herbert. When you get that young guy, it's going to be – you're going to have good times ahead. And you have to find out, is Tua the guy or Can I get a Trevor Lawrence? Or can I get a Justin Fields or someone else? So I'm all with the Dolphins. And heck, they got a great defense. They actually, as Rod said, they're first in the league in scoring defense. So if Tua just doesn't, you know, wet the bed, they might be able to continue winning and maybe have a shot at the playoffs.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!